As I see it, atheism. It is the author's intention to put in simple, everyday language an explanation of the various beliefs that he holds to be true and reasonable. He is using a one-sided conversation with a fictitious person who has an opposing belief. The author tries to be as charitable as possible without diminishing the clarity of his position. Each of the pamphlets contains a defense of a single belief and is intended to give a short, simple explanation which can be retained and easily used by adults and children alike. The author has used such examples in the training of his own children, which number 11, all of which have remained steadfast in their Catholic faith. The name, as I see it, is self-explanatory. Atheism, as I see it. It is not very often that one encounters an atheist, if there really is such a person. I enjoy having the opportunity of sharing my beliefs with them, and do so in this manner. Suppose, my friend, that you are lying on a table in a big city hospital, and at this very moment give up your last breath. In other words, you have just died. Around the table stand the greatest medical minds that this world has ever known, with the most up-to-date equipment the medical world has ever produced, plugged in and ready for instant use. You, my friend, are dead. Now suppose at this very moment of your death, all these great minds, with all their marvelous machines, instantly began working on you. Can they make your body start back functioning normally again? No, they cannot. And if all these great minds cannot bring back to life a body with all the parts there before them, in just the right place, connected in just the right manner, that just an instant before was working and alive, then nothing and chance are greater than the greatest of minds. I use the words nothing and chance to illustrate what the atheist believes. Everything came from nothing instead of from God and developed by chance. This, I feel, is an insult to mankind. Yes, if chance could bring about all the parts of a human body, and if dumb luck over millions of years could put everything in just the right place, it would truly be humiliating to man if he, with his supposedly great intelligence, could not after chance gave him everything in its proper places, and all connected, get the body working again. Now, as an atheist, you are compelled to believe that this wonderful body of yours, just by chance, over millions of years, gradually developed into what is now lying dead on the table. Yes, you believe that this body of yours with its intricate systems of nerves and nerve endings running through the body along with its arteries and veins which contain blood, circulated by a heart that pumps night and day, bringing the body everything it needs in just the right proportion, came to be by blind chance. In addition to that, you believe that the lungs for air, the eyes for sight, the liver, the kidneys, the stomach, along with all the other body parts, all these wonderfully marvelous things just happen to be where they are by chance and dumb luck. As an atheist, you believe not in an all-knowing creator, but rather in a most mysterious accident in which all these parts somehow coordinated themselves into the exact place to enable us to have this body we see before us. I'm not saying that this is not possible, but you, my atheistic friend, have a faith in godliness that dwarfs my faith in a true God. At this point, I might say to my atheistic friend, I would like to use the human eye as an example to illustrate why I personally believe in an all-knowing creator. Get your encyclopedia and look up the word eye. See the diagram of the eye with all its intricate parts. Read how the eye works much like a camera. That is, each has its lens to focus on an image. The iris of the eye and the diaphragm of the camera each regulate the amount of light received. The retina of the eye and the film of the camera are each sensitive to light. Take a good look at all the parts that are involved. Iris, retina, pupil, lateral rectus, muscle conjunctiva of the eyeball, arteries, veins, and the optic nerve, or to name a few of only some of the many parts that make up this marvel organ that we call the eye. Please take the time to study the diagram. Then ask yourself, could this wonderful eye just accidentally come into being through dumb luck? Could it be an accident so precise that it marvels the greatest minds of our day? And it just happened to come about by chance? Could be, but you must admit it does require a stretch of the imagination to believe it. Look at this most wonderful accident which was created by nothing, an accident that our greatest minds cannot produce on purpose. I suppose we could say that nothing is greater than man, for nothing has produced what man cannot even restart, much less produce. For your convenience, we have inserted a diagram of the human eye. Please ponder what you are looking at, then ask yourself, how did this happen to become what it is? This is an accident. Then I would conclude our discussion in the following manner. As I look around this planet, I see species of every shape and size. All of these species are living in an environment they just happen to be in by chance. That environment just happens to suit their bodily temperatures and requirements. The right plants, the right everything for it to exist. There are millions of species, not just one, and they all happen to come into existence at a particular time and in a particular place that just happened to be right for that particular kind of species. Again, it could be, but as I said before, it does require a stretch of the imagination. Yes, and it leaves one with many questions. One big one being, why cannot man, with all his brilliance, bring back into existence just one of the billions upon billions of living creatures once the breath of life has left it? Once again, I would like to say, it is an insult to the genius of man to believe that an accident, not just once, but rather millions of times over, has accomplished with man, with all his knowledge and all his technology, has yet to accomplish even once.